We have a good God, don't we? Faithful. Enables us to overcome everything, all our fears. And God's been very faithful to me. As most of you know, for you won't know, I went to the Kingdom Faith Leaders Conference over the past few days. I was very blessed there. I was blessed because I got there. I was blessed because I got back. God provided a really nice home for me to stay in. I was really nervous about going on my own, and I walked through the door. Well, I was met at the door, actually, by Pastor Jonathan Dyke. And then I walked in, and Mary A. from Slade Green, she was sat there, a big smile, big hello, and she had another lady with her, Sharon. So God covered me, and you know, it was a really blessed time. And I know you probably want to know all the things that they spoke about during that time, but I don't have time to tell you all the different things that they spoke about during that time. And I asked God for the one thing. What's the one thing? And there were many things that God's already spoken to us, that he's been speaking to them as well. But this, what I've got this evening, it was a vision that somebody in the church had given to the church. And it caught my attention at the time. And then this afternoon when I was going, Lord, what is it you want? What is the thing that you want me to bring? He took me back to this vision. And as I was going through it, and God, I believe, was speaking to me for us this evening, I got really excited, because the one thing I had come back with already was that Cornerstone Church, you are on the right path. You are going the right way, and you've been going the right way for some time. So I'm going to read this vision, and then I'm just going to go through the thoughts and things that, you know, God was talking to me about this afternoon, that relates to this vision and Cornerstone Church. So, and what I'm going to talk to you about is boats that bring life from a sinking ship. Doesn't sound very positive, does it? So the picture was this, the vision was this. There was a big ship and it was sinking. But there was no panic in the people who were not engaged in the work of running the ship. Those running the ship started to call on the people to get into the lifeboats. And slowly they began to get in. There's no engine in the lifeboats. And the people realized that they now have to join in. They now have to start to row the boats in order to get to their destination. They have to be on board. They have to be involved, because they're being sent out from the big ship. Then the ocean is suddenly full of small ships, small boats, hundreds of them everywhere. And suddenly the big ship sinks and disappears. And the picture was of multiplication within the body. One big ship, not one big ship being steered by a few, but lots of small ships, boats, being steered by many. And it's a good thing. It was a good thing the big ship sank. And when I was thinking of this afternoon, somebody was talking about Marguerite Mackay while we were there. And I suddenly thought of John Mackay. And John 12:24, where it says, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains one single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And as this big ship sank, it multiplied. There were many, many, many other boats. And you know what that is? That's us. We're the boats. Each one of us is one of those boats. We're one of those lifeboats And we're in those lifeboats already. And God is sending us out. And he's been sending us out for some time. And we're already that body that are taking their places and filling their spaces. Is that saying all used, you know, came up a lot, didn't it, before? And God is sending us out, and he's sending us out to make disciples in the workplace, across the nations. Everywhere we go, we are bringing life. And I was thinking, our big ship must have sunk ages ago. There wasn't a big ship when I came. You know, I don't know where the liner was originally. Never was one?
No.
So we don't have that big ship, but we're all in lifeboats. And I was thinking about the church vision, and I looked at the church vision the other day. I was looking at it when we were going prayer walking, because we wanted to know how, okay, Lord, if we're going to go prayer walking, how does that fit in with the vision of the church? And so I went back to it this afternoon. And it's the church vision, and you've got Ephesians 4:10, to fill the whole universe with Christ. Not about the whole universe yet, but we are definitely making headway around the world. We're doing that. God's doing that through us. And I thought about it, and it's the three sections on there. I don't know if you remember them. You've got the local, you've got community, and you've got world. Okay? And I was thinking, we've got lifeboats sailing around our local areas. We've got them sailing in Pouring Land. We've got them sailing in Mulbarton. We've got them sailing in Soak Holy Cross. We're like those Celtic monks that went out in their coracles around all the different places. Because we're bringing hope there. We're bringing truth there. We're bringing the word of Christ there. We're bringing breakthrough there. I guarantee when we went out praying the other evening, and Joelle and Lisa and whoever were praying about those families where they believed there was violence and abuse, there was going to be breakthrough in those families there. Because we've gone there, we've prayed and sown into that area. And then I was thinking about the community part, where we're together. And we bring life to one another. We bring it to one another in the 8 a.m.s. We bring it in the prayer. We bring it this evening. We bring it on Tuesday evenings in life groups. We're bringing life to each other in the community. And then in the world, God's sending us out to India, Africa, Germany, Congo, and all the other nations that we go to. And our lifeboats, they're going strong. And they're going strong because over the years we've built some spiritual muscle. Because you've got to build spiritual muscle to row a boat. There's no big engine in the lifeboat. These are rowboats. You have to take hold of the oars and you have to row yourself. And it builds muscle. And God's been building that muscle in us for however long you've been here, maybe even before, but definitely since you've been here. It's like that picture of pushing against the rock. And you don't know if anything's happening, but your muscles, they're growing stronger. And every time we have to overcome something in our rowboats, our muscles get stronger and stronger and stronger. We are spiritually muscle men. God reminded me the other day, I watched that film Wonder Woman. I don't know if you've watched it, the new one. I love them. I was on a coach one day going down home, and you could watch a movie on the coach, and I thought, I'm going to watch Wonder Woman. And if you haven't seen this scene at the beginning, especially for ladies, I would advise you to watch it. There's this scene at the beginning where they're Amazon women. They are trained to fight. They are trained to battle. They ride horses like I've never seen people ride horses. They do backflips off them. They fly on ropes. They're a fantastic shot with a bow and arrow. They're like swords and shields. And there's this scene, literally, where they just kind of come in and they're doing all these somersaults and fighting these battles. And God said to me, that's what we are in the spirit. That's what we are. We are trained warriors in the spirit. So go watch that clip of film, and that's what's, you know, but it's building that muscle that God's building in us as a community. As we do that, as a church, as Cornerstone Church, he's building it here. That's where he builds us. That's where he equips us. That's where he trains us. That's why he's put us in Cornerstone Church. And there was another word that went along throughout the couple of days, and that was about aligning ourselves with God, bringing our lives into alignment with him. And wherever we're out of alignment, bringing ourselves back into that alignment with him. And the phrase they used, and I thought, yes, Lord, he said, and it comes from that time with the Lord in the secret place, comes from our relationship with him. And that's what he said to us, I know it was 2 years ago, could even be 3 years ago now, when we had one of the Seeking the Lord days. And one of the things that came out of it was our strength would come from time with him in the secret place. And as we've done that, as we've allowed him to work in us, as we've allowed him to align our lives with his, as a body, and moved in obedience, he's led us out. He's led us out. He's sent us out. And whether that is local, or whether that is just within our community, or whether that is within the world, he has sent us out. And I put, he's sent us out all over, bringing life to the body, bringing multiplication and adding to our number. Now, we don't seem to add to our number here in Norfolk, and I was pondering on that and thinking, but Lord, don't see that you've added to our number? And I put, not always here in Norfolk, but our impact across the nations is vast. Not only as way of the Spirit, this is Cornerstone Church. Cornerstone Church is having an impact in the nations. It's having an impact in this nation. I can't remember what Headley said earlier. But I put Cornerstone Church, this ragtag people, are so important to God because it is full of little lifeboats willing to be sent to take their place and align their lives with him. As a church community, living, growing, and doing kingdom life here together, this is where we align our lives. This is where it is worked out and we walk it out together so that we can be sent. Right. You can't go, well, you're not, you know, this is where everything is worked out. If you didn't have this, you probably wouldn't be able to go to the nations and be as impactful as you are. You're rooted here. And this is what God showed me. It was a revelation for me. So I know I'm getting excited, but it was a revelation for me. Because this is where the work's done. You can go to Africa, you can go to India, you can go all over, but this is your starting point. Cornerstone Church, Cornerstone Community. And I don't know whether it's just me or, you know, it could have been just me, but I've sometimes kind of thought, well, Cornerstone Church is kind of over here and Way of the Spirit's over here. And it's almost like Cornerstone Church is the poor relation to the Way of the Spirit. But no. No, it's not that way. Cornerstone Church is vital to the Way of the Spirit. Absolutely vital, and that's why every single one of us is here. So to have Cornerstone Church in a second place over there is completely wrong. Because everything you do comes out of God's grounding of you here. I like this when God says this. A church community living, growing, and doing kingdom life here together. This is where our aligning of our lives, lives to His, are worked out together so that we can be sent. And we're sent as boats that bring life. And we bring that life everywhere we go. But we bring that life because it's been worked out here first. Which puts the importance of being here and part of this church and part of this community right up there. All right, God has worked and is working something of great power and worth for His kingdom purposes here amongst us to take to the nations. He's made us pioneers as a church. We're always saying that word, aren't we? Pioneers. Like, pioneers. This church is a pioneering church. I heard lots of things when I was at the conference weekend, and every single time I heard it, I went, we're doing that. We're doing that. Yes, we're doing that. Yes, that's what we do already. We're ahead of the game. We're at the pointy end as a church. He's made us pioneers as a church, as a body in walking in His ways, not just doing Sunday church. And others are just starting to catch on. Others, our big ships are only just beginning to sink. And some people's big ships probably won't ever sink. But God already has us walking in that way. And what I believe God really wants us to understand, maybe it's just me. Put my hands up, I don't mind. But I believe what He really wants us to understand is that we are blessed to be a part of Cornerstone Church. Cornerstone Church. Okay? Part of the vision of Cornerstone Church that God has given. Pastor Richard said, we never had a big ship, but it's a good job because we are lots of small ships and we are having a big impact in the nations, in this nation. We're even having a big impact with each other as a community. Iron sharpens iron sometimes, but it still sharpens it and makes it a sharp point. And makes it effective. We are warriors. He's building our spiritual muscle through being here. And it's a blessing to be here. And I believe that's what God really wants to bring across this evening. It is a blessing to be part of Cornerstone Church. And Cornerstone Church is impacting the nations. I'm going to read that Ephesians 4:10. Ephesians 4:10. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. We, as part of Cornerstone Church, are part of God's plan to fill the whole universe with Christ. He's trained us, He's led us. And he's going to continue to train us, and he's going to continue to lead us, and he's going to continue to send us out. And as we continue to align our lives with his, in whichever way we need to, in whichever way that looks like for each of us individually or corporately together as a body, as we do that, he will continue to speak to us, he will continue to lead us, he will continue to guide us. And we will continue to see him work his miracles along the way. We're in the lifeboats. That's what I thought at the beginning. I thought, we're in the lifeboats, Lord. We're rowing, we're rowing, we're rowing. And then I thought, no, we are the lifeboats. Each one of us is a lifeboat. Each one of us carries that message of hope, that message of truth, that message of freedom, that message of forgiveness. We carry the gospel within us. And he's sending us to our neighbours, to our friends, to our families, to the shop, in the workplace, and to the nations. Being part of Cornerstone Church is a good thing. It's a good, good thing. So, I believe that's the part that the Lord wanted us to hear this evening. So I wanted to, we're going to take a moment. Now, as I've said, you know, I've not always kind of looked at Cornerstone Church that way. I haven't. But it's like with fresh eyes, the importance of this body, the importance of this church and being part of it. And not to take it lightly and not in any way to put it second place to anything or any other ministry. You're not here because you're linked to Way of the Spirit. You're here because God's placed you here because it's important for you to be here. It's not the poor relation to any other ministry. So we're going to take a moment. We're going to take a moment. We're going to allow God to search your heart. Search your heart. And allow him to show you if there is anywhere. Maybe there's not for anybody. Maybe there's anywhere where you've had any negative thoughts about Cornerstone Church. What we do. The way we walk. Whether you have thought, oh, well, I'm at Cornerstone Church because I'm with Way of the Spirit. No, you're with Way of the Spirit because you're in Cornerstone Church. Reverse it. Daily walking out here. Daily wrestling, jostling, fighting, coming through, overcoming. Enabling you to go with those messages of overcoming to the nations. Enabling you to say, this is how you walk. We've walked it out. We've worked it out. We've wrestled with each other. We've wrestled with God. We will continue to wrestle with each other and God. Yes. But this place is of paramount importance to your walk. And one day maybe God will move us all on. But right now, this is where we are. And this is where we are to accept being wholeheartedly. In order for God to bring the full blessing upon this community. Because if there is anything in any of us that grates against the church, oh, it's just church. No, it's not just church. It's the body of Christ being equipped and trained, raised up, walking together in unity. Where he can then command the blessing. A church community living, growing, and doing kingdom life here together. This is where aligning our lives to His is worked out and walked together so we can then be sent. So, I'm going to shush now. Take that moment with the Lord. Let Him search your heart. And I mean, let Him search it. I don't mean navel gaze. I mean, really open your heart and ask Him, is there anything in me that grates against where you've put me, this church you've put me in? Not the way of the Spirit, the church, the community here. And if there is, you need to repent. Because you're here for a purpose, you're here for a reason. And between you and the Lord, you ask Him for a fresh vision of Cornerstone Church. That fresh vision, His vision, the vision for Cornerstone Church. Ask Him to refresh it, renew it, bring it to life, raise it up from the dead if He has to. But so that we are a community of wholehearted people. Because He wants to fill the universe with Christ. And He's doing an amazing job already. And He's using us. And see yourself as a lifeboat. Remember those little coracles? You know, we did, the Celtic monks went out in those tiny little boats. Picture yourself in one of them. Rowing across the nations, going out to Iceland, rowing out to your neighbour, taking her a cake or an apple pie. Rowing down to Tesco's. Taking that life and that hope. Called lifeboats for a reason. They save lives. With people that get to save lives. With people that speak into people's lives. Have the privilege of speaking life into their lives. Telling them about Christ. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And then we're going to thank Him. Going to thank Him that He's going to give us fresh vision for the church. Maybe we've never understood the vision of Cornerstone Church. Well, you're going to understand it. You have fresh insight, fresh vision, fresh passion, fresh fire. To walk in it, to walk it out together. And when them tough times come, that's all right. Because as we said, we're overcomers. He's made us overcomers. He's made us victorious in Christ. And we can push against the rock. And we can push against the rock. And that's okay. Because that's building our muscle. But we do it together here. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yeah, Father, I thank you. I thank you for each person in Cornerstone Church, Father. I thank you that you've handpicked them. You have chosen them. You have set them apart for your plans and your purposes in this place. Father, I thank you. Nobody is here by mistake. Father, I thank you. Nobody is here just because they have to be here. They have been chosen by you to be here. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for the work that you're doing in us. Father, I thank you that you are shaping us, that you are honing us. Thank you, Father, you are training us, that you are equipping us. Father, I thank you that you are building our spiritual muscles so that we can be sent. Father, I thank you that you are allowing us to be here in order to walk in what we speak, to live what we speak, to become living examples of your gospel, living examples of your truth, so that when we go, we can speak in truth. I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for the work that's to come. I thank you that you enable us to overcome and overcome and overcome and overcome. And I thank you, Father, we don't have a big ship. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we all are called to take our place. We all are called to fill our space. We all are called. All, every single one, Father. And that you've placed each one in the position that you want them at this time. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for the body. I thank you for the body. I thank you for this community. I thank you for each individual person in it. But I thank you for us together corporately. I thank you that we are a mighty army. I thank you, Father, that you have raised us up. You have seated us in heavenly places. I thank you, Father, that you have made us a pioneering church. You have put us at the front, Father, to make the way for others, to clear the way for others, that others can walk in our footsteps behind us, Lord. I thank you that you've made us sharp. I thank you that you've given us vision, that you've given us sight to see your plans and your purposes, and to walk in them and fill them out. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And I'd like us all, one at a time, to speak out your praise, speak out your thanks to the Lord. Thank him. Thank him that he's put you in a community where you can be trained, where you can be equipped, where you can be covered.